Today's guest is Melinda Green with an E. She is the chief deputy clerk recorder. I called her the assistant department head, clerk recorder, assessor, registrar of voters, the department head being Joe Holland, who's been on the program as well, and Melinda was on as well, and Joe is a big fan of hers. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Melinda Green with an E.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Well, before we came on, I said I announced her as the assistant department head, and she said technically it's the chief deputy clerk recorder.
They're changing it Tuesday. They go to the board. HR is changing the names of all of the assistant department leader positions. So it's chief deputy clerk recorder assessor as of Tuesday, I believe. But we're all here to support our elected officials. Joe is the clerk recorder assessor and registrar of voters, but we all help out in any way we can. But today we're here to focus on clerk recorder specifically.
Or are you here to announce that you're gunning for Joe's job?
No, I'm here to, Joe's going to run again, so I'm here to just help out.
So the rest,
we're here to talk about fraud and real estate fraud in particular.
This is true. Everybody else is hired. Joe Holland is an elected official. Generally, I never have elected officials on, but his position is such an odd one. It's not like it's a typical political.
It's not a political position. It's a working job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
you've been there.
Out of the politics.
You've been there for a long time.
Oh yeah, I started at the county in '96. I was an auditor controller, another elected official position. I worked for Bob Geis at the time. I got my CPA there, and then I worked for the county executive office. And then I came to Joe's office in 2003 doing software development, worked on databases, and then moved over to clerk recorder in 2005. But I do admin and financial help for the whole department.
So can you do my taxes?
No, I don't do taxes, unfortunately. I do my own, but
oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm focused on, we do, journal entries. We do apportionment, tax apportionment for government agencies, but not personal taxes.
And your primary purpose and your focus in your job would be what?
Well, for what we're going to talk about today is Hall of Records. And we do recording of real estate records. We also do marriage license issuance and fictitious business names, notary oaths. I mean, the Hall of Records, we have at least 200 board-approved services, but the focus of your show is real estate, so we're going to talk about the official records.
Okay, great.
In the code section, it's called official records, but we'll call it real estate records.
Okay. Okay, real estate records. Now, I see commercials and hear them continually for title lock. Oh, my God, I was thrown out of my home. And actually, there's real stories. I just read one in the L.A. Times. I mean, they literally lost their home. But I also hear people saying that title lock, they don't know if it could really work to help you.
Yeah,
and you can do it yourself. You sent me a link on how one can do it, and I will post it in the podcast afterwards. So tell me about that.
Yeah, I question that locking because really we have a duty as recorders to record, and it's in the law that we shall not refuse on the basis of lack of legal sufficiency. And this has been upheld a number of times in legal court cases when people have challenged us. So if somebody presents something to us for recording and it meets the criteria for recording, we're required to record. So I don't know of any sort of lockout that that prevents us from recording an instrument, which I guess is scary because, somebody might not have the right to record. Somebody might be forging your signature. Somebody might be claiming that they're an attorney in fact, and they're not. I mean, there are all kinds of cases that we know about, and we're involved in many real estate fraud cases. We do a lot of referrals. We work very closely with our real estate fraud unit in the district attorney's office. I am constantly subpoenaed. I'm working on several cases right now on real estate fraud and allegations of elder abuse. And so it is concerning that we are recording these documents, and there's nothing to prevent us from recording something that is potentially fraudulent. What we typically do is we have a set of red flags that if we do think it is a potential risk, it forwards to counsel, and counsel knows that there are certain red flags that it will also forward to the district attorney real estate fraud unit, and those will potentially forward to their investigation team, and we will obviously cooperate with the investigation team. And
that does
we've had
does
many
happen.
Successful cases, yeah, where we've prosecuted people that are committing real estate fraud.
I think this email was from you. My guest is Melinda Green with an E, Chief Deputy Clerk Recorder, Register of Voters, Assessors, working under Department Head Joe Holland. I don't know if this email was from you about the an elderly woman came into the office with a much younger man, and he was claiming to be her domestic partner and attempting to transfer title as joint ownership. Was that your email?
Yes. Yeah, that was a red flag to us. I mean, he was much younger, and the way he handled her was alarming. He was very abusive to my staff. I could see the way he was, you know, yelling at my crew that I'm going to handle this one myself. So I went and talked, and whenever I deal with these situations, I'm very careful to provide very copious notes, and I document it in email, so I have kind of a timeline of when these events are happening. I'll take pictures on the camera so I know, you know, what the person looks like, and, you know, basically I can corroborate when that person's coming into the office, who they're with. And then he ended up coming in that Monday into a different branch office. And, you know, we have our set of red flags. And so the crew out in Santa Maria contacted us, and, you know, we kind of trade notes, and we realized it's the same couple. And so we were able to forward it to counsel and hold off the recording. But yeah, we forwarded that to the DA, and the DA was able to contact the family. And yeah, that's being investigated and handled.
So you were able to delay recording?
Yeah, we're not able to not record because we cannot determine that
right.
it's fraud
right.
in the moment. But there are usually a lot of factors that need to be researched. And in that case, you know, there was an insufficient legal description that needed to be researched. So I was able to delay.
Go.
And so, yeah, I mean, I tell my staff we delay first, and, you know, we try to research and figure out, and then we deny, and then we defend. But we have several tactics that we train our staff on, because we are stewards. Even though we have our limited role here, we are aware that fraud occurs, and we are witness to it. And I train my staff on documentation. We're really good about taking notes. We're really good about putting notes into the transaction.
Now,
if we don't have time in that moment, we'll leave ourselves a voicemail message. Go ahead.
Well, when someone comes in and they're recording something, they have to show identification. And so if someone, it hasn't apparently happened in Santa Barbara County, but when people do get away with this somehow, they have to show their identification. So unless it's a false
ID. Not necessarily.
ID.
I mean, people are mailing things in, and we record a good percentage of our recordings just by mail. So they're not even coming in. We don't have an ID on them.
That's interesting. So, I mean, across the country, and the way you phrased it, and I think you're correct when you said that the company Title Lock, Home Title Lock, they can't lock it. It really should be called Home Title Alert.
And after the fact. Yeah,
but it's after the fact, but, you know, how long after the fact? And then, you know,
who knows?
How long does it take if someone records a fraudulent deed or a second mortgage or tries to take your house? Can they sell it the next day? I don't think so. So obviously, if they were able to check it twice a week, you know, maybe something would come up. And it just seems too complicated for every county to have a system. I think you told me, is this also from you, that Ventura tried a notification system and they canceled it because it caused more confusion than it helped?
They ended up canceling it because there was a lot of confusion. Because there are a lot of different sort of routine documents that record, bank transfer your loan, and they're just transferring documents back and forth between banks, and people were alerted and confused, and you'd have to talk to Ventura about why they chose to cancel the program. Yep. But it's, you know, the other thing too is, we've heard this from other counties, is the scammers are really creative, and they know to change the address ahead of time. And so before they start the scam, they start by changing the address of the owner, and then they transfer the, you know, property through forgery, through faking a notary scam. And then
wait a second.
The notification or the alerts go to the new address.
So you're saying if someone, and you can talk about some of the North County, there's been some land fraud going on, but you're saying that the person in advance sets up a fictitious address for the owner, changes the owner's.
Right, ahead of time.
And it's that easy.
Alert, it's going to go to the wrong person so that the owner still doesn't know that they've, because the alert has been.
How many items are recorded every day? If you take out the items from all the title companies for sales, but how many people record a document in a week or a month or a year down?
We're at a record low right now. So, I mean, right now we're probably recording like 200 documents a day. I mean, 320 documents a day is our baseline.
Oh my God, I'm shocked that the number's that high. That's insane.
Yeah.
No wonder it would be difficult. What I'm thinking, and my guest Melinda Green with an E, she's the chief deputy clerk recorder working under Joe Holland, who is claiming she's not gunning for his job. But I got to tell you something, Melinda, you invent something, you'll get elected governor, because this is a crazy problem. And I bank at Chase, and I set up a system where if I use my credit card, I get a text. If the credit card's used anywhere, I get a text. If it's used fraudulently, I'm not there. I go, oh, I didn't do that. And on my email account, you know, I get, you know, if debit $50 for a utility, I get an email. So I envisioned something like that with recordings. You know, anything gets recorded.
It is a challenge. And this is something that we actually were just discussing. We were in Sacramento on Monday discussing statewide. We had the chiefs and elected. We're in a crisis. We haven't had an increase in fees in over 10 years, and many of us are really struggling to balance our budgets. And one of the things we want to do is increase our fees and have it relate to a CPI increase, some sort of factor increase annually, very modest increases, but so that we can stay current. And one of the arguments we're making is, well, no one's going to give us any money unless we tie it to some sort of service gain for the public. And this was one of the hot topics. We said everybody wants some sort of service enhancement. And this is probably
they want.
The
they want what?
Priority.
Say that, say
they
that
want
again?
This. They want some sort of alert. And how do we do that? And there are all kinds of challenges, because this has to be statewide. This is this is a challenge that we have to work together as the Recorders Association and do statewide. And it needs to be through legislation. So we are trying to work in our association to craft legislation to address this. We're not quite there yet. But it is a hot topic for us, and we are aware of some of the challenge in execution. These fraud alerts, and it hasn't gone smoothly, and so it continues to be something that we're going to work on.
Okay. Well, you know what? I would like to take a break. And my guest, Melinda Green, with an E, Chief Deputy Clerk Recorder, at least as of April 23rd, she will be, according to the Board of Supervisors, changing her title. And we'll come back, and we have some older examples of fraud cases that Melinda can tell us. And there might be something to add about the elder abuse cases and Santa Maria, some land stuff going on there, and maybe a quick comment about, I don't think this is your bailiwick, though, home squatting, but we'll figure that out when we return. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.